Mishnah Yud, this Mishnah follows the opinion of the Tanakam in the previous Mishnah, that the inner courtyard only forbids the outer courtyard from carrying if the members of the inner courtyard did not make an Erev Chatzeres and are forbidden to carry. That was the middle opinion. And the Mishnah adds that Shochach Echol min Achitzonov le'Erav, if one of the members of the outer courtyard forgot to be part of the Erev Chatzeres, so that's as if there was no Erev Chatzeres made in the outer courtyard. So just like in the previous Mishnah, HaPanimis Muteres V'Achitzein Asurah, the inner courtyard is permitted to carry inside their courtyard, just like we said in the previous Mishnah. There's no one going through their courtyard, but V'Achitzein Asurah, the outer courtyard, the members there are forbidden to carry since they do not make an Erev Chatzeres. And says the Mishnah, HaPanimis V'Le'Erav, if one member of the inner courtyard was not part of that Erev Chatzeres, then Shtein Asurahs, both courtyards, all of the members are forbidden to carry, since it's as if there is no Erev Chatzeres at all in the inner courtyard, which means that the members of the inner courtyard are forbidden to carry. And in such a case, says the Tanakama of the previous Mishnah, that forbids the members of the outer courtyard from carrying as well. Continues the Mishnah, Nosle Eruv HaMemachom Echad, if the members of the outer courtyard and the inner courtyard, instead of making two separate Eruvim, they made one big Eruv for all of them. So Nosle Eruv HaMemachom Echad, they put their Eruv in one place. And the Gemara explains, we're talking about specifically a situation where they put the Eruv in one of the houses in the outer courtyard. And again, the way an Erev Chatzeres works is that by putting all the members putting food in a particular house, they're saying that really they all are one unit, part of that specific household, and therefore the courtyard is really owned by one collective unit. So what happens if V'shochach Echad b'mir ha'panimis b'mir ha'chitzenov le'erev? If one of the members of either the inner courtyard or the outer courtyard forgot to be part of the Erev Chatzeres, Shtein Asurais, the members of both courtyards are forbidden to carry. Because since they only made one Erev Chatzeres, and that one was invalid, so it doesn't work at all, and they are all forbidden to carry. Now the Gemara explains that if they placed the Erev, the food, in a house in the inner courtyard, in that case, if one of the members of the outer courtyard forgets to be part of the Erev Chatzeres, so since all of the members of the inner courtyard are part of it, they can turn around to the members of the outer courtyard and say that we have nothing to do with you. The only reason why we made the Erev Chatzeres is so that we could all carry. You messed up, and so the Erev Chatzeres didn't work for you guys. But had you not been involved, it would have worked for us. So we're going to view the inner courtyard as being collectively owned by all of the members of the inner courtyard. And that way they'll be able to carry there. But in the opposite case, the case of the Mishnah, where the Erev was placed in the outer courtyard, so even if all of the outer members were part of the Erev Chatzeres, and it's the inner ones who messed up, the outer ones are still forbidden to carry, because as we learned in the previous couple of Mishnayos, if the inner ones can't carry, then that stops the outer ones carrying as well. So it's only in a case where they put the Erev in the inner courtyard, and somebody from the outer courtyard was not part of it, so in that case the inner courtyard members can still carry. Of course only inside their own courtyard. Alright, and ends off the perek, another point according to the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah. V'imha yishad yechidim, if both courtyards were owned by individuals, and there was only one person living in each courtyard, einon tzrichim l'arev, they do not need to make an Erev Chatzeres at all, and both of them are permitted to carry in their courtyards. Not from one courtyard into the other, but they're allowed to carry in their own courtyards. And again, this only goes according to the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, that although they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres together, since the member of the inner courtyard is permitted to carry in his own courtyard, that does not forbid the outer courtyard from being able to carry there.